This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sorry, I have to laugh. I don't know if I'm getting fired. I doubt I'm getting fired for this, but I kind of did stupid. So I like to sing a lot, but I don't sing with good quality, you know, vocals. I like to sing by making things into a song. You know, like I'll make a song about my cats, or I'll make a song about the kids, you know, like, you know, Tickly the Tummy song and things like that. And so I was working a lot one day. So one of the things I do is I do telemedicine. And so I didn't sing to the patient, but I was close. I was so close. Well, all right, let me tell you what happened. So when you work a lot, and you work a lot, you really need to take a break. And when I take my break, a lot of times I'll sing, I'll put some music on, or I'll dance, or whatever. And so I was doing some telemedicine, and I did a pretty good job with somebody. I diagnosed them with something rare. And I'm like, okay, wow. And, a patient was really, appreciative, said, no other doctor's ever, thought of that. I'm like, well, go get that checked out. That's what I think it is. I'm going to write it down. I started to feel kind of good. Started to feel not the God complex, but I started to feel superhero-ish. So I start this song, all right? I'm a tele-doctor, tele-doctor, tele-tele-doctor. Okay, is that what I'm saying? Okay. Tele-doctor in the house. And then it just started to get catchy. Dealt with another patient. Nailed it, crushed it. So I get off the phone with that patient. I'm like, yeah, I just tell the doctor ass. Okay, anyway, so my son comes into my room. I'm in between patients. He goes, Mom, what you doing? And, I start to sing. I am tell the doctor in. I just tell the doctor ass. And the patient was, still listening. And she's like, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I have a theme song. She's like, I get it. I have a theme song too. Decided to let know that, the audio didn't shut out. I'm like, all right, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for calling the telemedicine company. And, I hope I can help you with your medical needs in the future. Click. Tell the doctor. Anyway, so apparently the patient, which is a very, very rare moment. Patients rarely get to see doctors on that side of things. And actually, I don't think you guys should ever. I don't think you should ever see your doctor high-five somebody when they get your diagnosis, right? Or pray, going, oh, boy, please, God, don't let me mess up with this patient. I don't think the patients should see that. And unfortunately, though, one patient got a glimpse of me, reveling in the fact that I think I'm a superhero and a super doc. And some might say, well, it's cool. They probably like that. Others are like, well, are you really a super doc? Sometimes I think I am. Sometimes I think I am. I'm like, I don't know. I don't like that nausea. I bet it's your heart. Boom. It's a heart attack. And again, it's all through God. I only have my gifts through God. But I don't know if many patients kind of realize that we doctors may act like we're cool, okay? We may act like, you know, we're tough and, you know, we're robotic about your health, but it's not that way. We really feel good when we get something right or if we pick something up that nobody else did, you know? We feel bad. I feel horrible. I feel sick inside when I don't know how to fix you. I hate telling the person I don't know. And I do. I've had to do that. Go, I don't know what's wrong with you. Or we don't have anything in our medicine bag in the year 2019 that can help with that. You probably have some syndrome, you know, with your irritable bowel and, you know, the mood issues and the poor sleep and the whatever, and put it all together, you know, there's probably some syndrome called syndrome giggly goop that you have. It just hasn't been, it hasn't been discovered yet. And so maybe 20, 30 years from now, your kids are going to be able to get treatment for this, but you can't. And so you're suffering. And it is, it's really, really frustrating. And then, you know, should doctors, you know, we just had what, Doctor Appreciation Day? Did we have doctor? No, we had Principal Appreciation Day. You know, should doctors kind of celebrate, right, if they, you know, do something right? Absolutely. There's not enough of that. You know, I have medical students. I have, that are graduating this next week. And, you know, I'm calling them doctor and things like that. You know, Dr. Smith. I'm like, D! Yeah, Dr. Smith. Well, they don't go D, I do. I'm like, D, you're Dr. Smith. So anyway, so, you know, as they're graduating, getting ready to graduate, I'm really, really excited for them and all that. You know, you see the excitement and you see that passion, and I know that that's going to get crushed and squashed as you go into the healthcare field and go through your residency and all that, because you're, you know, not supposed, there's kind of this underlying thing where don't show a lot of personality in medicine. And I think that's wrong. You know? Let patients see you have a heart. Let patients see you're excited about something. Let patients see that you feel good. If you feel good about diagnosing them, then, you know, they'll feel good about your diagnosis. All right? I mean, don't sit there and high-five and smack each other on the butt in front of people. But I just see this trend towards, you know, making everybody more kind of robotic and gray and faceless expressions. And I don't think that's right. You know, we're superheroes sometimes in our own fields. All right? Sing it. Sing it strong. Yeah, doctor. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working on the dials. And yeah, no, the dials aren't broke. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making huge headlines, and boy. Are people upset about this one? We need to talk about it. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs a controversial heartbeat bill into law. And this is interesting. He kept his campaign promise, signs a bill, HB 481, which is called the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Life Act, the LIFE Act. Now, it prohibits abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected. And you could hear a heartbeat on ultrasound, Doppler, as early as 6 weeks. Of course, the law allows exceptions for the case of rape, incest, or if the life of the mother is in danger. Now, before signing the bill, according to Fox News, State Representative Ed Setzler pointed to science law and the simple fact that common sense says a beating heart is a sign of life, and those children should receive the full protection of the law. State Senator Renee Unterman, a former nurse who ushered the bill through the state Senate, said she has waited her entire time as a legislator for this moment, calling it the culmination of my political career. She says Georgia is a state that values life. Actually, Governor Kemp says that. Said that, and then he signed the Life Act. We stand up for those who are unable to speak for themselves. Now, he does recognize that the bill will be challenged. Opponents have promised to sue over the constitutionality of the bill and argue that because some women don't know they're pregnant when a heartbeat is detectable, that the new law virtually bans all abortions in the state. It has been called the most extreme abortion law in the nation. According to Elizabeth Smith, chief counsel at the Center for Reproductive Rights, she said this law is bafflingly unconstitutional. She says bans like this have always been blocked by courts. We will be suing Georgia, she says, to make sure this new law has the same fate. Now, apparently, this is similar to ones passed in Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, Iowa, and North Dakota. Protecting the constitutional right of unborn children and allowing pregnant mothers to collect child support payments from fathers. And the heartbeat bill, if unobstructed, will go into effect beginning next year. So, this is tricky. And, you know, doctors are very, very mixed on the whole abortion issue. You know, because you have a lot of people out there that are pro-choice, but you have a lot of us that, we think it's a life. I mean, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you know, whether you're Democrat, Republican, a lot of people in the medical field, like you could see with this nurse here that kind of ushered the bill through, you know, you see the heartbeat. You see it. It's alive. It's alive. And so, even though Roe v. Wade, you know, made it through the courts and was successful in 73, and since then, abortions have been legal in the United States, the controversy has never ended, and nobody's ever, from a constitutional standpoint, clarified if the fetus has rights. With Roe v. Wade, it doesn't. So these bills, you know, they come and go, but this one may hold some teeth. The abortion debate, you would think, would at this point be extraneous to any of the other campaign pledges, you know, because right now everyone's talking about Medicare for all, they talk about immigration, and, you know, you think something as, you know, old as the Roe v. Wade controversy that happened back in the 70s, you would think that wouldn't make headlines, but it is. And you have many people that just cannot live with the fact that their tax-paying dollars are going to ending the life of a fetus. Whether you debate it or not, whether it's alive or not, there's many people out there that really don't want to be a part of our abortion program in the United States. They don't want to fund Planned Parenthood. They don't want to fund anything that could, you know, at all affect a fetus's chance for a full life. They may be pro-choice. They may say, yeah, I want the government to butt out. Women have a right to choose, but I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want my money going there. I don't want it in my state. I don't want a part of that. So where I stand on the issue is I think it's a life. You cannot tell me that a beating heart, you know, in a fetus that does have a potential, a two-thirds chance of making it into you or I, you can't tell me that's not a life. So I believe it's a life. I believe there is life at conception. That's just me. Okay? I don't speak for all doctors, but it's a life. But this is my stand on this politically is a little different than I think most pro-lifers or pro-choicers. Okay? Yeah, I like the government staying out. I don't want our taxpaying dollars going to it. So there's kind of that mix of government, you know, stay out of our lives, but protect the life of the fetus and don't force somebody to pay for something that's against their religion. So I'm not sure where that falls. It probably falls more conservative. But this is what bothers me. So in 2015, which is, I think, the latest of the numbers we have, I don't know why we don't have anything sooner than that, but in 2015, the CDC reported we had 638,000 legal-induced abortions that were reported to the CDC from 49 reported areas. They say the abortion rate in 2015 was 11.8 abortions per 1,000 women age 15 to 44 years old. And the abortion ratio was 188 abortions per 1,000 live births. And it's going up. So, my concern is 640,000 times this is happening. Mind you, there's a lot of rapes. I don't know how many times there's incest. And yes, there are some women that may accidentally get pregnant, and doctor says the pregnancy is going to kill you, abort the baby. I don't know how many times that is. Is that 50 a year? Is that 100 a year? But we're not looking at 50 or 100. We're looking at 640,000 abortions. Yet everybody's freaking out over 700 measles cases where we haven't had one death yet. Mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. But you have people freaking out about their kids getting measles. But they're not freaking out that we are terminating pregnancies at that number. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you have to admit that's kind of a lot of unwanted pregnancies. And so my kind of fear is we have this culture of, well, if you goof, if you don't take, now again, we're not talking about cases of rape and incest, right, or harm to the mother, which, again, is not included in the bill. So that's they're exempt. But let's just say, okay, let me just say, of those 640,000, let's say 40,000 are due to incest and rape and maternal harm, okay? Let's say, which I think is a very high number, the 40,000. So now we're looking at 600,000 abortions a year are being done because somebody gets pregnant and goes, oops. Now, we have birth control. Obamacare offers it for free now, which is one of the good things to the ACA. You're supposed to get free birth control, free access to birth control. We have free clinics. We have condoms. We have education out there. Why are 600,000 women every year getting pregnant by accident or having unwanted pregnancies? I mean, you know, in the olden days, you were very scared that you would get pregnant. You were scared of an STD. You were scared of getting pregnant. And so you would, you know, you'd think before you leaked, right? And I'm wondering if now it's just so easy where, well, if it happens, I'll deal with it. My worry is, you know, is it too easy? So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says when it comes to the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election, it should be declared case closed.
And how we can finally end this Groundhog Day spectacle. Stop endlessly relitigating a two-and-a-half-year-old election result and move forward.
But the top Senate Democrat then took to the floor, Chuck Schumer, slamming McConnell for saying case closed on the investigation and saying that Republicans are circling the wagons to protect President Trump from accountability. President Trump threatening higher tariffs on Chinese goods, and that's apparently part of the reason behind a huge sell-off on Wall Street. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 400 points. The NASDAQ also trading about 160 points lower. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So severe alcohol-related liver disease is on the rise, according to a new study. And experts say the increase may be due to heavy binge drinking in young adults. You think? I don't know why it's on the rise. People have been drinking like crazy when they're younger. That's just kind of what people do. A lot more girls are doing it than guys. Maybe that could be raising the numbers. But they say researchers found that while there's little change in the rate of people developing alcoholic fatty liver disease, there is a jump in those who are at greater risk of cirrhosis, liver cancer, and death. Now, cirrhosis is like a hardening or scarring of the liver. And this is published in the Journal of American Medical Association. So the study's lead author, Robert Wong, is an assistant clinical professor of medicine and director of research and education at the Alameda Health System Highland Hospital. And he said, I think what triggered me to do the study was seeing a lot of patients with advanced alcoholic fatty liver disease. He says the most concerning finding was that the number of patients with more advanced disease, which increases the risk of dying, increased significantly over the time period they studied. So, this just adds to the ever-growing evidence that more and more Americans are getting liver disease. Now, you get liver disease by other things. It doesn't necessarily have to be alcohol. You could get liver disease by taking too much Tylenol and acetaminophen and ibuprofen. You could get liver disease by other medications. You could get liver disease by fat, by genetics, by hepatitis. There's tons of things that could affect the liver. But alcoholic liver disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. 250,000 deaths in the U.S. were attributed to drinking too much. A study published last summer found that increasing numbers of young people were dying from alcohol-related liver failure. Young people. That study was published in the BMJ, linking heavy alcohol consumption in young people to a pronounced increase in deaths. They said a 2016 study showed that it's become the number one reason for liver transplants. Now, this is interesting because when I went to school, you could not get a liver transplant if you heard it because you were drinking. Now, they're allowed, probably because the majority of the people that need the liver transplants were drinkers. Now they are, but you could not get a liver if it was because of alcohol or something you had done to yourself. So that's interesting that now it's the number one reason for liver transplants. So Dr. Wong and his colleagues looked at data from 2001 to 2016, the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. The database includes information on people's self-reported drinking habits, and the amount of alcohol that was considered to be enough to lead to liver damage was 2 or more drinks per day for women, 3 or more drinks per day for men. Now, you know, I sit here and I tell you guys these numbers and I tell you guys these stories and these studies and you're like, all right, well, yeah, okay, boring. Not boring, okay? A lot of us are at risk for this. Now, I don't consider myself a drinker at all. I don't really drink much. But I was at a graduation banquet for, you know, the students. And a bunch of them were up at the bar. They go, Dr. Wax, come on, let's do a shot. Okay, well, peer pressure. I'm like, I need to look cool. All right, and, you know, Patron. I was like, yeah, Patron. All right, I'll show you guys how it's done. Drank it like water. Couldn't even tell. I remember I got a little giggly. It was one little shot. Small, but couldn't even tell. It went down smooth. That's what Patron does. And so I realized that, I mean, I hadn't done shots in years, right? When we were kids in the, you know, college and stuff. But we think, those of us who hear these numbers of people getting drunk and being stupid and all that, we think it's, you know, people that are, you know, deciding, okay, I'm going to go and get wasted. Yeah, you got a lot of kids out there that want to get wasted. But the average person, that's not what they do when they set out to go to a party or go to, that's not their mission. And then a lot of times things happen. You know, we talked about DUIs. A lot of these people that get into DUIs, you have some that, you know, they're just outright alcoholics and they, you know, they drink and then they got to go to work and they panic and they do something stupid. But you have a lot of people where, no, they never intended to drive drunk, never intended to. But they lost track of what they drank or they didn't feel like the alcohol did anything to them. They had a delayed effect. So they're like, I only had 2-3 drinks. I'm good. 2-3 drinks is not good. That's too much. You know, we've talked about this on the show, and this article just brought this up from NBC News, where you are drinking enough to cause liver damage. If you're a woman and have 2 drinks a day, or a man and have 3. And some of you are like, well, you know, that is a lot. Well, I mean, let's break it down. And we've done this before. You know, let's say it's a Sunday, and I know we're talking every day. We're not talking, it's supposed to be every day. But, I mean, let's say it's a Sunday, you go to brunch, or you have an afternoon meeting and everybody has mimosas, right? The orange juice and champagne. Then you go home for dinner. You start to cook some dinner. You know, you need wine with the dinner, so you pour a glass while you're cooking. Then while you're waiting for the dinner to cook, you finish that glass. Then at dinner, you serve yourself a glass. And then at night, you have a glass to relax. You've just had four drinks in one day. Or, guys, I'm going to come home and grab a beer. And maybe I'll have another one with dinner. And maybe I'll hang out on the porch and have another one. For me, I couldn't get all that alcohol in. I couldn't. It fills me up. You know, I'd already get tipsy. But for other people, they can very easily get three drinks in. And you're thinking it's not really much. You're just coming back from work. I mean, what if after work you guys go for happy hour? Happy hour is from 4 to 6. You guys do happy hour. Then you come home, you know? So it's really easy to hit those numbers. They say researchers did exclude people that had, like, medical conditions that could, you know, cause fatty liver disease. So if you have diabetes, obesity, metabolic syndrome, hepatitis C and B. But there were 34,000 people in this analysis. 4.3% had alcoholic fatty liver disease, but the average age was 40. So we're talking younger people. Now, maybe what happens is people in their 30s and early 40s don't want to be that age anymore, and they want to look like they could still be young, so they still party with the younger folks. You know, I remember looking at my parents and going, no, I don't want any alcohol. I'm like, what is wrong with you? But, yeah, bring it over here. And now I'm at the age where I'm like, no, I'm okay, I'll pass. We have a fully stocked bar at my house. No, I'm not gonna drink at night. I don't, you know? I'm gonna eat some chocolate cake. I'm gonna watch some Netflix. I have other ways to wind down. But nah, I don't need, you know? So, think about the amount of alcohol you drink, and wherever you could cut, you could cut. The problem we have is the splitting of the bottle of the wine. These bottles of wine are yummy, and some of them are good, and some of them are expensive. And we grew up learning not to waste anything. You don't throw any food out. And I think a lot of people are just in the habit of, you got to finish the bottle. No, you don't. You don't. And it's just a way of thinking. And, you know, our livers are pretty sturdy. I have to admit that. But some of us with our liver, it's just one little thing too many. I've heard of people going into liver failure with just taking some acetaminophen. It was the wrong place at the wrong time. Binge drinking, they think. Somebody asked, well, which is worse, drinking every day or just drinking on the weekends? They think binge drinking is worse. There's a lot of debate on that because, you know, your liver now has to, because what does your liver do? Your liver filters the blood. Your liver's trying to get rid of the toxins and break down the alcohol. So you give it seven drinks. That's a lot harder than two drinks a night. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you guys proud of your kids? Are you proud of your kids? No. Don't give me the answer like, oh, yeah. No. Do you think your kids are dumb? Do you think your kids do stupid? Do you think your kids could have turned out better? Do you guys ever have those thoughts that come to your mind? Nobody's going to admit it. No one's going to admit it. I'll admit it. You know, I expected my boys. I knew I was going to have boys. Think with the love and the grace of God. I knew I was going to have boys. And I expected my boys, if they had any of my genes, to love school. Love school. I expected them to be a workaholic, because I am. I expected them to be very competitive. You know, not trying to screw other people or anything like that, but where, you know, I'm gonna get that grade. I'm gonna get that, you know, I want to get into that school. I just kind of expected that. I did expect them to be athletic, and they are pretty athletic. They're pretty athletic. I expect them to be funny, and they are. They're very, very funny. You know? I expected them to, like, love their mama. Like, worship me. They don't. Not sure why. I expected them to be as muscular as their dad, to be as strong as their dad, but I really didn't want them to, that's about all they needed from dad. But no, they got a lot of dad, which is good, it's good. You know, but I just thought I would have mini-me's in guy form. I didn't do well in girl form. I was put in a girl's body, and I'm glad I'm a girl. You know, and I love men, and I'm, you know, married a man, and I'm happy, and it worked out good, but I wasn't the typical girl, you know, growing up. I didn't really like the girl stuff. You know, please don't put me in a skirt. I'd rather be in shorts. I'd rather be in pants. I'd rather kind of tear up my knees. Don't give me a Barbie. I don't want to play with Barbies. I'd rather play with, you know, balls and, you know, sports and mud and bugs and, you know, cars. I loved my big wheel. You know, I thought, okay, it'd be very easy to have the boys. And I am. I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. But, you know, I bring this up because there's a study that came out saying pregnant women who snack on nuts during their first trimester are more likely to have a smart child. Right? Because they're rich in folic acid, essential fatty acids. So if you ate nuts during pregnancy, your kids will score better on cognitive function, attention, memory tests. You know, and I'm just wondering how many parents out there go, oh my God, my kid's an idiot. I wonder how many parents do that. You don't. You don't want people to think you're doing that. But I'm sure a lot of parents do. Well, one of my kids, started to disappoint. And I can be honest talking about this, okay? I mean, I'm not going to lie, and I'm really honest. One of my kids started to disappoint. And I didn't think they were applying themselves. They really didn't like school. They didn't, and I started to get nervous with them. I used everything I could as a parent to try to goad them into starting to be a little bit more competitive. And I use the term competitive not to, you know, take out the competition, nothing like that. It's this, you know, survival of the fittest sort of thing. If you want the job, you better have a resume. I mean, you know, yeah, we're not going after wildebeest and woolly mammoths and saber-tooth anymore trying to find dinner. Right now, you're trying to get a job. So I wanted to see a little bit of a fight in my kids because I had a fight. I had that fight when I was younger. I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I couldn't wait to support myself. I had no problem staying up till 4 a.m. doing homework. And I didn't see that with my kids. And with one kid, I started to get a little nervous. I'm like, am I making things too easy for him? How is he going to fight? How is he going to try to, you know, get that job? Is he always going to think, you know, mama will be there for him and daddy? And it solved itself, and I'll tell you how it solved itself, okay? I was a math whiz. I went through, I don't know how many years of math in college. We've talked about that at length. I almost got a perfect score on my SAT in math, and 780. So I know, now it's really easy to get an 800, but back then, and I had my period that day, I got a 780. So cut me some slack. And so for some reason, these topics would come up throughout my kids' childhood. So I guess my kids had listened to that. And my kids had for years listened to me brag about my grades in school, and I don't know why I didn't use more of a filter. But I guess I was trying to teach them something, going, guys, the reason why I was able to move out of the house, the reason why I was able to get a scholarship is because I had these grades. This is what I did. You know, and I was trying to teach them how to get that fight by following my lead. And instead, I think that was the opposite. Like, well, I'm never going to get mom's score, so if mom thinks that's, you know, the barometer, that's the minimum threshold, I'm never going to do it. Well, all of a sudden, I started getting stupid. And my sons picked up on this. And my one of my sons was showing me his math. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And I remember the look he gave me. Like, I know something that my mom doesn't. And he's like, what about this? And he keeps testing me now. Mom, do you know how to do this? And I look at the math equation. And now, if I reviewed, I probably could. But I just decided to go, no, I don't. Teach me. And all of a sudden, this kid turns around, starts becoming more of a man of the house, starts teaching me, still yesterday, taught me for an hour all this math. And I didn't, you know, patronize him or whatever. I was like, okay, oh, I get it, I get it. Oh, I wish I remembered that. Oh, you're smart. I remember that. Now I do. Okay, good, good, good. Yeah, thanks for teaching me that, man. Oh, you're smart. And I didn't mean to patronize, but I really don't remember it. Because I'm older, and who knows, you know. Maybe get dementia, not too sure. But once my kid probably realized that mommy doesn't always have it. Mommy isn't always the queen, right? You know, the accountant, the chef, the, you know, doesn't always know what it is. He learned that he had to step it up. So my advice to you guys is if you want your kids to shine, sometimes take that step back. I know a lot of dads do that. Where if they want their boys to run faster, they'll slow it down just a little bit so that boy gets that lead and that boy can take it home. And sometimes that's that watershed moment where that kid starts to excel athletically. When he realizes, you know what, I'm stronger than my dad. Now, dads are like, oh, hell no. Let them think it. Look, all you care about is what mommy thinks. Mommy thinks you're a stud. That's all that matters. But if you want your boys or girls to excel, they may need to have that little edge. And I think that's an art of parenting that nobody teaches. I didn't know that. I didn't realize I was keeping my kids back. Because, you know, I would just be always talking about what I did in school. And it probably blew their minds, and they were probably like, oh gosh, well, I'm never going to do that, so she's never going to think I'm cool. I think they're cool. I think they're really cool. So give them that, you know, momentum. Even if it means you know, not looking like the apple of their eye. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.